Hi, it's Mark, and you're going to dig this. You've been hearing me mention WarfighterTobacco.com on air. See, Warfighter Tobacco Company is dedicated to warfighters, America, and cigars. And now they're here on Armed American Radio, dedicated to you, 100% veteran-owned. Warfighting is tough work, and throughout history, at the end of the mission, when a member goes down or it's time to celebrate victory, the warfighter has done so with a great cigar in hand. It's in that spirit that Warfighter Tobacco Company was born. Premium, and I mean premium, long filler, handmade Nicaraguan and Dominican cigars. The finest made, along with accessories, including cutters and Pelican case humidors, lighters, apparel, premium coffee, and much, much more. For a limited time, Warfighter Tobacco is giving Armed American Radio listeners 10% off with the promo code AAR on checkout. These vets support us. We support them. That's the way it's supposed to work. Visit WarfighterTobacco.com, grab a few cigars and accessories, enter promo code AAR for an additional 10% off, and unleash the warfighter in you.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Walters. 6 days of defending your right to bear arms begins right now here on the Armed American Radio Monster Broadcast. How the heck are you? What a week, huh? Man, oh man. It's one of those things that happen where, and I've talked about this with you before, where you get all this, it's triage. I call it research triage, really. And you get all this material lined up and ready to go, and then bam, something hits you right upside the head right before showtime. And you got to look into it. There's a lot happening out there. Let me give you some quick rundowns, okay? The Second Amendment Foundation, the great Alan Gottlieb, has filed a couple court cases. We're going to go there with Alan in just a few minutes. Kyle Kashuv, this kid is, he is a treasure. This kid is amazing. This kid, I saw Barry Pierce Morgan about a month ago, and I knew, man, you know, we're on to something here. This is what the pro-rights community needs, is somebody like this. Now, make no mistake, Pierce Morgan is a blowhard. And I say that because Pierce Morgan, if I said the same things to Pierce Morgan that this young man did, he would have attacked me and called me an utter fool. And that's just, he would have been Pierce Morgan. But he won't do that to a 16-year-old kid, you see. So that makes you question his convictions, if he really felt that way. It was fun to watch Kyle work. Kyle had a Facebook, a live Facebook stream that I am very proud to have been asked to participate with some very heavy hitters. We're talking about Sebastian Gorka, Scaramucci, the Mooch was in there. Alan Gottlieb was there, myself, A.W.R. Hawkins. Kelly Ward running for Senate out in Arizona was in on it, a whole bunch of others. And we all did a taped segment that ran on Friday live on the Facebook Live. And he did that to counter this bogus march for Columbine. You know, the whole gun control push. I say that because that's what it's all about. It's all about gun control. I'm going to talk about that in the program today. Waffle House shooting. Naked guy with an AR-15 walks into a Waffle House outside Nashville in Antioch, Tennessee, kills 4 people, wounds 2 others, then runs away naked, gets home, changes clothes. Now he's wanted. They're going to catch him. They'll probably find him dead somewhere. Yet again, a gun-free zone and an individual who had apparently threatened the White House, was arrested, had all of his gun rights. And here he is again, okay? Here's the same thing again. More gun control failures. We will go there. Good heavens. CDC results of a buried study that nobody wanted you to know about. The Centers for Disease Control, Obama tried to weaponize it, much like he did the IRS, was successful there, and the FBI, he was successful there. We're witnessing the fallout of both of those now. But he tried to weaponize the CDC to use against your gun rights. It failed. But the CDC affirmed, or reaffirmed, if you will, Gary Klecks, historic studies, irrefuted from back in the early 90s, claiming about 2.5 million defensive gun uses by good law-abiding Americans every single year in this country. The CDC, and A.W.R. Hawkins will be here to talk about it, of course, he wrote about it, affirmed that. But you never heard that. You will tonight. Sanctuary County in Illinois saying, you know what, we've had enough. We've had enough. We're not going to force anybody to do anything in violation of the Second Amendment to our Constitution here. You can seek refuge here in our county in Illinois. We will talk about that. There's a move now, Citibank. You know, Citibank. Hey, if you want me to finance your stuff and your business, then do as I say. And if I find out you are selling firearms to anybody under 21, we don't want your business. Even though it's legal, even though it's a legal product, Citibank apparently doesn't want hundreds of millions of dollars. Well, we'll see to it they don't get it. Congressional action now to cancel Citibank's contracts to the tune of $700 billion in government contracts. Maybe somebody's taking a page out of what happened in Atlanta when Delta found out the hard way. You know what? We probably shouldn't be playing games with it, because what did Delta do? We don't want the NRA. We don't want to be affiliated with the National Rifle Association. Casey Cagle running for governor in the state of Georgia. He's probably going to win that election. That's a mixed bag, but that's a different show. We'll talk about that later. Casey Cagle saw to it that Delta didn't get their $50 million tax cut for jet fuel. What goes around comes around, right, guys? Vermont. Can you believe it? Vermont magazine capacity lawsuits flying around. 2A rallies all around the country. We're going to go there. But before I go to Alan, here's the story that just smacked me in the head today. And I do want to thank Mike Pworski down in Orlando, Florida, for working with me on this one a little bit today. I've been telling you, this one is going to have tentacles all over the country, unfortunately. Weak kneed Republicans caving to gun control after Parkland. What did I tell you? What did I ask you, really? I said, who are these people? Who is Governor Scott trying to appease? Democrats who aren't going to vote for him anyway. Republicans, he's going to lose a ton of his base. The argument is made, well, he's trying to go after those people in the middle. No, I don't agree with any of that. I think he was trying to appease the media. And what I'm talking about is Governor Scott signing the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas Act under tremendous media pressure to do so because of, and when I say vocal, the vocal kids, the reason the kids are vocal is because the media is giving them a bullhorn. That's why they're vocal. Otherwise, you wouldn't know anything. If the media doesn't pick it and run with it, you don't know anything. But that's an intentional technique, by the way, a tactic. It's called a lie of omission. But in this case, they're giving them the bully pulpit and a mouthpiece, and they're letting them roll. So Scott was under tremendous pressure. He's not the only one that was under tremendous pressure. I'm going to give you a real-life example. Because Mike lives in that area down there in Florida, District 50, House District 50 in the state of Florida, encompassing most of or part of Orlando. Boy, this is enough to just burn you up. His name is Coach P. That's what he was. That's what he runs. That's his deal. Is his? I guess he was a football coach or something. I don't know enough about him. But here he's a guy who put flyers up on people's doors. Mark walking all over the place today. He's got his campaign shells out there doing his work for him, and he's one of his biggest issues is defending the Second Amendment. Defending the Second Amendment. That's what he says. He's defending the Second Amendment. Why? Because he voted for Senate Bill 290 in Florida. You know what Senate Bill 290 was? That was the giving license to keep. You don't need a license to carry a concealed firearm in a state of emergency in Florida if you're forced to evacuate. And we all know what the deal in Florida is. Lots of evacuations for storms and such down in Florida. He also proudly talking about supporting HB 4005. HB 4005 prohibited, well, what it did was, it was their, basically their college campus bill, okay? I don't have the bill in front of me. I'm going by memory. But it was, it eliminated, I guess it was part of the open carry light, if you will. If you know the answer to that, correct me. I'm not going to look it up. It's really not that important. What it is it was, it created a provision that prohibited concealed carry license permit holders, if I'm mistaken, from being cited or charged from openly carrying a handgun, okay? And it also eliminated the inability to carry a firearm into a college or university facility. He's very proud of that. So he's running on his pro-gun record. He just voted for the worst gun control in the state of Florida's history. How are you going to reconcile those two? Let's juxtapose those against each other. How are you going to run? I was asking you, what is Scott going to do next? Because we told you he wanted to run for Senate. That was his deal. See, that's why he did what he did. He was pandering, and he was playing games, and he was pandering to the media. That's who he was trying to appease with the whole push for the gun control. What gun control? It's common sense gun control legislation, they say. Scott took away the constitutional rights with the stroke of a pen and support from this man, Placentia. What's his full name? I'll have to give it to you. We're getting ready to take a break. I'll give you all the information when we come back. But with support from District 50, Placentia, Coach P, Scott was able to sign SB 7026. Wiped out the constitutional rights of all Florida residents from 18 to 21 years old. Eliminated due process, and gosh darn, if you got a bump stock, turn it in, because you can't have it anymore. They didn't tell you what to do with it. All they told you is, now you're a criminal. Now you're a criminal. That's not pro-gun. I'll get some opinion from Alan Gottlieb when we come back. We're going to carry this discussion and all the other topics I just told you about throughout the program. Buckle in. It's going to be a very fast-moving, fast-paced program.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
You never know when a disaster may strike or an emergency will happen. Be prepared at home or on the road with a survival kit from SurvivalKitAndGear.com. Our quality survival kits are made in the USA and arrive in a durable backpack, duffel bag, or wheel bag. We offer many options that will provide you and your family with emergency food, supplies, and equipment when you need it most. Order online at SurvivalKitAndGear.com. Use code SURVIVAL and receive a 20% discount. SurvivalKitAndGear.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
All right, the clock is ticking on this one, thearmedandresponsible.com. Okay, the USCCA wants to send you to the range with a brand new gun. The USCCA is here to help train and protect responsible gun owners like us. Right now, they're giving away free guns every day. You got to check it out. A lucky winner, a different gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to get entered. I've been telling you about it all week. A week prior, all right? It could be a Kimber, could be a Glock, might be a Springfield. All you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could be taking home. But remember, it's not a lot of time. This ends soon. I can tell you it ends a week from Monday, okay? I'll give you that hint right now. Today's gun will disappear at midnight tonight, and another one will take its place. Don't put this off. Don't miss out. You could win a new gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. All right, Coach P's name is Rene Placencia. Coach P, who is all proud of his 2014 A rating from the National Rifle Association and his support for 2 pro-gun bills. Then he goes and he blows it out of the water and he supports the worst gun control legislation to pass in Florida's history. And now he's running a pro-gun campaign. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. How are we gonna handle this going forward? Because it's not just this. This is indicative. I think this is an important story, Alan, because we're going to see other Republicans who are weak-kneed and crumble and support forms of gun control and then try to run as pro-gun. And they're gonna get help. They're gonna get help from the anti-gunners who are supporting them because of their support for gun control. It's gonna be a tough road for them, isn't it?
Well, I agree with everything you're saying, but the last line. I don't think the anti-gunners are going to support them because the anti-gunners know that they're pretty much at least 80% pro-gun. So what's going to happen is it divides our base. Some of our people won't vote for them because the guy voted wrong. And the other guys, the anti-gunners are going to vote for his opponent. Our problem is that's a chance there where we lose people that aren't really with us all the time, but we're going to get somebody who's with us none of the time. And this is one of the problems we're facing in the November elections and why we could lose pro-gun majorities all over the country.
Well, this issue is front and center. You know, I used Scott as an example. And I as you know, and we've talked about it off air too, you know, who's he trying to appease here? I believe personally, whether he will admit it or not, he was trying to appease the media. I think Placentia was doing the same thing, trying to appease the media, because he doesn't want to get hammered in the press when he's running for re-election, particularly in an area that's turning purple. But he's got to run as pro-gun because he's plastered himself out there as pro-gun. Scott's got to run. I can't wait to see Scott try to run in the state of Florida as a pro-gun candidate for Senate to counter Bill Nelson, who wants to be a gun grabber, right after he just signed a confiscatory bill and made millions of Florida residents took away their constitutional rights to own a firearm. This whole thing doesn't make sense to me.
Well, the reality is if pro-gun people don't continue to support Governor Scott, you're going to end up with Nelson getting reelected, who votes with us 0% of the time.
Right, right.
So the bottom line is we're going to have to pick the lesser of the two evils, so to speak, and do everything we can to get, you know, because all you need in the Senate is 51 votes, not, you know, and you win. You don't need 100 votes. So the question is to put a coalition together every time there's a gun bill up there that we need to victory on to get to 51 votes. So it's a matter of gun owners being a little pragmatic sometimes, and some of the guys, these politicians disappoint us all the time. There's no two ways about it. But the bottom line is that, you know, it creates problems for us in November if in fact, we walk away from people who have been pro-gun in the past because they cast a bad vote and we don't vote for them. We're really cutting off our nose to spite our face, because then you get somebody who's going to vote against you all the time. I like to point out, historically, you got to remember, when Ronald Reagan was governor of California, he, you know, pushed, sponsored, and signed into law some legislation that wasn't exactly pro-gun.
He did.
But as president, he governed very much pro-gun, and while he may not have been with us 100% of the time, he was with us 95% of the time, which would have beat the opponent that would have been with us 0% of the time. So I don't like to harp on this and spend a lot of time on it, Mark, because quite frankly, we have to use our smarts and play real politics at the polling booth.
Yeah, it's just a matter of we're put in a position now where we got to hold our nose again, and I just would have hoped we would have never gotten there. I expected more from some of these guys. All right, let's move now to two press releases that you've put out. First off, Deerfield. We talked about that last week. Deerfield, of course, wanting to ban AR-15s and everything else, passing resolutions. There's a second. We'll go back to Deerfield in a moment. But there's a second one. SAF, Second Amendment Foundation, sues Illinois agency over daycare operators' gun rights. What's happening here?
Well, it's our second suit in 2 weeks, both in the state of Illinois, where, of course, we've been very victorious with, you know, McDonald versus Chicago knocking out the gun ban in Chicago, Ezell versus Chicago knocking out the ban on gun ranges, Ezell 2 knocking out, you know, restrictions on gun ranges that made them unprofitable, Moore versus Madigan giving people in Illinois the right to carry. So we've had a good track record in Illinois, and we're going to win both these two cases in Illinois as well. But this one here, the last one we filed, is really against the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services on behalf of two residents in Illinois. And we also are joined, the Second Amendment Foundation is also joined by the Illinois State Rifle Association and Illinois Carry in bringing the suit. Basically, if you wanted to have a facility in your home to provide daycare for people, you're not allowed to have a gun in your home. You even have to post a sign saying that basically it's a gun-free zone to boot, and there are no guns in the house. So you can't protect yourself in your own home with a handgun, as an example, even if you're storing it properly and doing everything you're supposed to do under the regs, and you're just not allowed to have one. That flies straight in the face of your Second Amendment rights in your own home to protect yourself, you know, for self-defense. And the law, our lawsuit against this is just a no-brainer. I mean, we're going to win this one because you can't take away people's rights just because they want to be and have an occupation, working in a daycare in their own home.
But they did already, though, didn't they?
Oh yeah, but if you don't challenge these laws, they stay around.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we found a couple of very good plaintiffs here, and we're going to sue it and knock that out. It sets a precedent as well, not just for daycare centers, but for other types of home businesses too in the future, not just in Illinois, anywhere in federal courts. This isn't just going to be Illinois; as this goes up the chain, because there's no doubt that the Attorney General, hates guns in Illinois, and she's named as a defendant in the suit, and she's going to, you know, appeal this all the way up. So this is going to set some precedents, at least in that whole circuit for all the states in the Midwest, but hopefully nationally as well.
And I want to make this clear. I want to make sure that I understand this properly. A lot of new parents out there who have kids in daycare. I was one myself, Alan, in Florida, back in Tampa, when my daughter was first born, and then subsequently 2 years later when my son was born, we used a woman who operated a small daycare out of her home. She wasn't working in a facility, in her home, in a neighborhood. But she had to be licensed by the state, and she was. So what you're telling me is, if I hear this correctly, is the state of Illinois now says that you can't have a gun in your home because what you choose to do for those 8 hours during the day as a daycare facility, period. Am I reading that right?
You read it exactly right, and that's exactly why we're challenging this. There are no two ways. This is just disgusting, but this is what we have to deal with gun grabbers and people who want gun prohibition. They put these regulations in there to do everything they can to disenfranchise as many people from owning a gun as possible.
And they largely are successful because we like to say, well, people like to say, well, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. Well, yeah, you can.
Yes, you can. You can stand up and you can yell fire in a crowded theater. Now, there's going to be some price to pay for it, but there's nothing stopping you from doing it. You can do it. These people can't do this, can they? They can't take away our rights like that. Scott can't sign that bill and take guns away from people that are 20. Yes, they can. They just did it. That's why the Second Amendment Foundation is so dead blasted important. We'll be back with Alan Gottlieb right after this. Okay, the clock's ticking on this one. How'd you like to head to the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? I know I would. And the USCCA wants to make that dream come true for you, too. They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners like you. And right now, they're giving away free guns every day, so you got to check them out. They're giving a lucky winner a different gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to get entered. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun daily. It could be a Kimber, it could be a Glock, maybe a Springfield. All you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could be taking home today. But remember, there's not a lot of time. This all ends soon. Plus, today's gun will disappear at midnight tonight. So don't put this off. Don't miss out. Because you can win a new gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. Seriously, how would you like to go to the range tomorrow with a brand new gun, right? USCCA wants to make that dream come true for you. Visit armedandresponsible.com today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
For the finest in firearms training, check out Boondocks Firearms Training Academy. Visit boondocksfta.com for a full list of courses. Use promo code AAR when you book your training and save 10%. Welcome back to the program. Boondocks, Mississippi, baby. You got to love that. We're going to have a whole bunch more information about Boondocks coming up here. You're going to start hearing from them and a whole bunch more in the very near future. The Mantis X folks are going to be here. Austin's going to be here next week. Lots of fun stuff going on. All right, I'm talking with Alan Gottlieb. Gosh, so many things to cover with you, Alan. Let me move over to the Chicago Tribune, if we could. There's a very condescending piece, very sarcastic and condescending, slap in your face to gun owners, coming out of the Chicago Tribune. What do you expect? I figure we'll go ahead and keep it on Illinois while we're there. Column, a sanctuary county in Illinois for paranoid gun owners. I'll help you move. You don't even have to get past the headline to know where this clown is coming from. And he's a reporter for the Tribune. He goes on to talk about the ordinance that was passed, much like something that Kennesaw did in Georgia not long ago. Well, not long ago, back in the 80s. But this guy says, if you're a Midwestern gun owner who buys into the NRA's narrative that the country is descending into chaos and the only way to protect yourself is by amassing as many guns as possible, let me strongly encourage you to move to Effingham County. Heck, I bet if enough sanctuary-seeking gun owners relocated, the rest of us, the non-armed and the armed who don't feel threatened by sensible gun laws, would be willing to chip in and buy a nice fence to surround the whole county. That would keep the liberals and the marauding hordes of immigrants out and guarantee that the county remains a place where a person can tote an AR-15 to church without having the inherent irony of that decision pointed out by some left-wing lunkhead. And he goes on to talk about immigration being, you know, sanctuary cities, of course, being nothing but compassion for human beings and everything else. I mean, this thing is so far left. What's your take symbolically when you see something like this symbolically passed?
Well, I'm glad, but it's a pushback, and I think we need to push back every chance we get. So while it's more symbolic than anything else, symbolism sometimes is important. You have to remember the anti-gunners in this country use symbolism all the time because they have no substance.
But it's symbolism. I guess we could say symbolism over substance, right?
Well, yeah, you could, I guess. But every time it shows that there are people and elected officials around the country that are had enough of this gun control push, they had enough of people trying to take their rights away, and it's important to push back. So I'll support it all the way. Does it really do a whole lot for us? No. Compare that to one of our lawsuits that knocks out a Chicago gun ban, which is a lot more important. But anything that pushes back, I'm all for.
Yeah, and I'm for it, too, and that's exactly what this is. It's good to see this in Chicago, and I love the fact that it triggered this liberal enough to write the condescending column that he wrote, because there's a lot of good people in Chicago who are feeling exactly the same way you and I are about this piece and about what happened as well. We support that all the way around. And while it is just mostly symbolic, it does send a message, right? It sends a powerful message that, hey, dopey liberal, gun hater, freedom hater, prohibitionist, we don't all walk in lockstep with you.
Yeah. So I pat him on the back and I give him an A for effort and an A for courage, and I'm proud of him.
CDC, Centers for Disease Control. Are you familiar with the study? I don't want to catch off guard on this. Are you familiar with the story that's out right now about the reaffirmation of Gary Kleck's study from the 90s?
Yeah, I am. They sort of did it in a backhanded way because they weren't happy about it. But yeah, I'm familiar with it.
What do you mean? What do you mean by that? I think that's important.
Well, they didn't want to come out and say that, but the fact is that Gary Kleck studies, you know, are legitimate, and they couldn't overrule it, so to speak. So they had to recognize it.
Would you have expected them to come out and say it?
I'm glad they did. I can't say I expect them to say it, but the bottom line is that it's not the first group out there that's done some studies and come out and said, yeah, Gary Kleck's numbers are right, and you know, and the fact guns do save lives and people do use guns for self-defense. So it's hard at this point to disprove Gary Kleck, and I don't think they had much of a choice.
Well, I've not seen anything. You correct me if I'm wrong, Alan, but I haven't seen anything that refutes him. I mean, you know, you've got groups out there like the one of the Justice Department offshoots that I've seen it as low as 180,000. And they try to get it as low as they possibly can, 180,000 defensive gun users, or DGUs as we refer to them as, on an annual basis, which comes out to about 247 or something like that a day. If you use Gary Kleck's numbers at 2.5 million, and let's just say we'll leave it at 2.5 million, it has not been refuted, That comes out to 6,849 defensive gun uses per day. That doesn't surprise me in a city of three, or in a country of 320 million people. Does it surprise you?
No, it doesn't. And by the way, out of all the studies that are done, if you take them all together and you take the average of what they say, it comes out about 2,100 people every day use a gun to defend themselves, family, and property from criminal attack. So even if you don't go as high as Gary's numbers or as low as their CDC's numbers, so to speak, the bottom line is that if you just take the mean of all of them, guns save lives.
2,191 times a day is one that you're talking about. I actually have that on my wall here in the studio. And you, if you ever go meet Alan anywhere, you can pick up one of those stickers or something like that. He's got that. But yeah, that's right. That's the mean number. That's the average number, 2,191 a day. Actually, Alan, we could beat this up all day long. We know why the media is not going to cover this. But this has got to be one of the greatest travesties of journalism, if you want to call it journalism, that I think I've ever seen. For mainstream media to ignore stories that are so positive, and we've covered them on the show together, it makes me sick to my stomach. When you have a story of, and what was, to me, I thought was the greatest human interest story of all of 2017, was the black Florida concealed carry permit holder who saved the life of the white deputy who was being attacked by a black criminal who was beating him on the side of Interstate 75, right off of Interstate 75, within an inch of his life, and used his firearm while everybody else stood around and filmed this, while this father of two was being beaten to death, and this man took charge and ended it with a firearm. And for the mainstream press to never cover that, that's flat out sickening. And I think it's a travesty that we don't, that somehow we can't put a stop to that with journalism, somehow put an end to that. It's crazy to me when there's so many positive stories. How do you respond to that?
Well, they always go unreported, and it's very disturbing. But this, we have a media that has had an anti-gun agenda for years. This is nothing new. So they never report it. I mean, across my desk, we monitor this. And across my desk every morning, I get, scores of cases that made a local newspaper that were, mm-hmm. that quite frankly have national implications that never get covered by the national press. So I see this every day. So, you always ask me a question, am I surprised? In this case, no, I'm not surprised the media doesn't cover these because it doesn't fit their agenda.
Well, we're talking far more people who are murdered. Think of the lives that are saved. You would think that the press in this country would want to champion that. I'm not going to mention his name today, but I saw a tweet go out today where this individual, whom you all know, put a Twitter story out about the young 29-year-old who wrestled away the rifle from the killer in Antioch, Tennessee at the Waffle House. And he put it out. He says, yeah, right. Only a good guy with a gun stops a bad guy with a gun. Now, of course, this is cherry-picking, ridiculous, and you would consider it to be immature and foolish from somebody at that age. You can probably figure out who I'm talking about. I won't go there. But the fact of the matter is that guns are used every day by good, decent, law-abiding people. And it never gets, you would think that somebody would want to say, hey, this family's alive today because of it. Even when a story does make the news, you never hear them talk about it. And we all know why. It's because it doesn't fit their political agenda. And Alan, isn't that sickening that someone's political agenda would take precedence over a family being alive because they used a firearm to defend themselves? Got 20 seconds before the break.
By all means, it disturbs me greatly. And again, if I wasn't one of these journalists, I don't know how I'd sleep at night because, it's not being a journalist.
All right, when we come back, you're absolutely correct. When we come back, we're going to wrap up Hour 1 of Armed American Radio with the great Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. If you don't think you need to join us now because Trump's in office, you better think again. But I know you better than that, okay? I know you better than that. When we come back, we'll continue with Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and the CCRKBA, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Back after this. Don't go away. Okay, the clock's ticking on this one. How'd you like to head to the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? I know I would. And the USCCA wants to make that dream come true for you, too. They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners like you. And right now, they're giving away free guns every day, so you got to check them out. They're giving a lucky winner a different gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to get entered. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun daily. It could be a Kimber, it could be a Glock, maybe a Springfield. All you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could be taking home today. But remember, there's not a lot of time. This all ends soon. Plus, today's gun will disappear at midnight tonight. So don't put this off. Don't miss out. Because you can win a new gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. Seriously, how would you like to go to the range tomorrow with a brand new gun, right? USCCA wants to make that dream come true for you. Visit armedandresponsible.com today.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a second. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a 2-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine wash and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Pleasure to have you with me as we wrap up this hour of Armed American Radio. I got the following message from, and I get these all the time. It's great to see them. If you want to send me an email directly, mark@armedamericanradio.org, I read everything that comes in. I can't always get back to everything anymore. I try. I get back to as many as I can. mark@armedamericanradio.org. Shoot me over your concerns. Love to hear from you. It also makes for great content on the program. But got this one from Michael over on Twitter. He sent me a message. It says, I purchased 2 more MyPillows and used the AAR code. I have now bought 6 total. Michael, thank you. The reason that's huge is because that promo code supports the radio program and helps us grow. And as we add new affiliates across the country, and we do every month, more of you hear this program. Nearing 250 cities or 250 radio stations across the country right now. This program is being heard in hundreds of cities from coast to coast. It's extremely important, as you hear Alan Gottlieb talk about this terrible attack against our rights that we're under, that we have the ability to get this word out. You can do your part. It's as simple as buying Mike's product, Mike Lindell's pillows, and guess what? It helps us grow the radio show. Thanks to Mike for doing that. That's huge. Also, don't forget, we're coming to the close of a week from Monday anyway, armedandresponsible.com, the gun giveaway every single day from our great friends and family over at the United States Concealed Carry Association. They want to send you to the range with a new gun. Make sure to visit armedandresponsible.com. The gun that they're giving away flips over at midnight. So if you don't like what you see today, check it out at 12:01 a.m. You never know what you're going to find. Let's wrap up with Alan Gottlieb in this hour. Alan, welcome back to the show, my friend. A couple things I want to mention. On September 5th, 2017, it was reported that the GSA awarded a contract for $700 billion, that's with a B, for a federal charge card program, and it went to Citibank. Now, I'm going to take that to mean that the federal government uses Citibank to underwrite their credit card services to the tune of 700 billion clams. Citibank, as you know, has outed themselves as what a lot of us see as anti-gun, bullying companies who sell firearms, which are legal products, to people of adult age, which we all believe is unconstitutional, and there are now court challenges to that effect. We now have a contingency of a contingent of Republican senator congressmen who are now seeking to have that $700 billion contract for the federal credit card program canceled as a result of the company's new quote-unquote gun policies. What does Alan Gottlieb think about that?
I think it's great. I hope it gets through. If these banks, insurance companies, whatever, decide that they don't want to support gun rights or organizations or people that own firearms, then the bottom line is that they should pay the consequences back, and we shouldn't have to fund them. And as taxpayers, you know, there are 90 million plus gun owners in the United States that pay taxes that end up, you know, at this point going to Citibank's coffers. It's time to let Citibank know you don't want our business. Fine, we'll take it someplace else.
What about pulling their FDIC coverage as well? Can you think of any other enumerated constitutional right where this would be put up with at all? You'd have congressmen like John Lewis. If it wasn't about guns, you'd have every civil rights. You'd have everybody. Where are they?
Well, again, gun rights don't get treated like other rights. Were they offered in the Bill of Rights that, you know, anti-gun people and the left in this country wants to pretty much ignore and pretend doesn't exist? So this is what we're up against. It's not a matter of equal treatment. I mean, we are being discriminated against at this juncture. And, you know, the proof of the pudding is take a look at the, you know, grocery stores that pull gun magazines off their shelves, banks that won't write, you know, credit cards or give loans to companies involved in the firearms business, insurance companies who are pulling policies from you know, gun rights groups and gun owners. This is going on and on and on and on. And it's time for us to say, okay, fine, we're just taking our business someplace else and it's your loss.
All right, I'm glad you did that. Segueing into boycotts. Yeti, the newest to pull away from the NRA Foundation, an organization that raises money to teach and assist children to keep them safe. And that's not good enough for Yeti. Widely regarded, I have two Yetis for my boat. I mean, this is an outdoor company. You can't go into any Cabela's, Bass Pro, outdoor shop, sporting goods shop, anywhere, and not see Yeti being marketed to outdoorsmen, which are largely gun owners. For God's sakes, Alan, what next? It's time to boycott Yeti.
Yeah, I don't want to cut Yeti any slack at all, but I think they're being pressured by some retailers like REI and others around the country that are saying that if Yeti does that, their products will not, no longer be on the shelves of the stores. So I don't want to totally, you know, give Yeti a pass on this, but the bottom line is that it goes beyond Yeti. It's retailers that are saying to Yeti, if you support the NRA, we won't let your product in our stores. It's going much further than that, and that this is what we're really up against. The whole ball game has changed here with the discrimination now against gun owners economically all across the country. This is something that we're going to address at our next gun rights policy conference because mm-hmm. it's opening up a whole new area of warfare against gun owners.
Warfare against gun owners. Did you hear what Alan just said? Warfare against gun owners. Alan, you I wish I had enough time to get the solid answer for this, but I didn't even think you were going to approach it that way. I didn't even think about the fact that they were being pressured. That never entered my mind. Having said that, do you happen to know something we don't? That came out of you pretty quickly. I know you well enough. Is there something going on there? Is that something we can't talk about yet?
No, I'm more than happy to talk about it. We've got anti-gun groups and business people, stockholders, putting pressure on companies to tell, you know, vendors that if you support the NRA in any shape, form, or fashion, we're not going to put your products on our shelves. Just like you've seen, you know, the supermarket chains like Kroger and others saying gun magazines can't be on the shelves. And so as a result, that means that, you know, sales of gun magazines go down by a very significant percentage because that's a lot of shelf space all around the country. Taking away First Amendment rights. We can't even look at pictures or talk about guns. This is happening all over the place, and this is a whole new area of it's more dangerous than proposed legislation and anti-gun judges on the bench. This goes far beyond that because this is where you're being ostracized, demonized, hated. It's reached the point now of lunacy.
Yeah, you really hit something that, gosh, I wish I could keep it for another hour. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to do that. We're running out of time. But it's fascinating to me because I made the comment on my Facebook video for the Facebook Live with Kyle's on Friday. And you did a great piece, too, by the way. Loved it. I really enjoyed watching it live. I said, you know what? The Second Amendment's not going to be repealed. And I reminded people, they don't have to repeal it. All they have to do is what we're talking about right now. And that's
exactly.
The grand master plan, isn't it? Isn't that the plan? Don't worry about repealing it. Let's just take it away legislatively, economically, and shame gun owners. That's all part of the grand master strategy, isn't it?
It now has become probably the leading point in the attack against us because this is a tough one for us to defend, and it's a whole new approach. And, of course, you know, the Bloombergs of the world, the big stockholders, people, you know, the political and economic elite in the country can pretty much now dictate without legislation a ban on guns and gun owners and everything we stand for and all our values. This is really getting scary.
I'm going to leave it at that. We're getting ready to end this hour. Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. Alan Gottlieb, the founder of said organization. Alan, thank you so much. Your wit and wisdom. I'm going to get inundated with emails. People love to hear everything that you have to say. Wish we had more time. Thank you, sir, for everything that you do. SAF.org. Lifetime membership, $150. My gosh, I don't know what else I have to do to get you to say, come on board with us, okay? Let's go. We need your help. Until we meet in the next hour, A.W.R. Hawkins is going to be here from Breitbart News. He wrote so much this week, we're probably not going to be able to cover it all, but it's all going to be good. Until we meet then, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever do so. We'll be back with A.W.R. right after this.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.